Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
All right, so today we are talking email. And specifically, what is the difference between a campaign and a flow when it comes to email marketing? So, Chris, what is a campaign and what is a flow?
So a campaign, campaigns are one-off emails that you use and you send them to maybe a section or a segment of your list or your audience. You might send it to your entire audience, but we prefer to segment those out, maybe people that have purchased or not purchased. And then a flow, those are automated emails that send based on maybe a set, trigger or filter. So think about it this way. If you purchase from your store, then you send out an email campaign and someone purchases, that might trigger the post-purchase sequence so that you're not trying to sell them after the fact that they've already purchased. So, I think flows, think of it, it's the automation. You don't have to send those out. Those are going out automatically for you. Campaigns are usually the ones that you're in there building and sending out manually every time.
Yeah, and I think we've talked a lot about flows in the past. I think they're called flows, sequences. Both are the same thing, but we talk about the top three are having a good welcome series, which is someone when they sign up for your email list, you introduce them, having an abandoned cart when someone adds something but doesn't check out, and then finally having a good post-purchase, once they've actually purchased your product, and how do you follow up with them? How do you engage them after, thank them for that purchase? So I think that's, a pretty good way to think about things is set up campaigns. You want to have some sort of call to action, maybe a product launch, a coupon code, a sale or something that gets those people to actually come and engage with you. And then those flows or sequences are what happens once they actually purchase a product or sign up or something like that. So hopefully that kind of helps explain what the difference between those two things are when it comes to email marketing, and you found some value in it. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
See ya.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Looking for more from us? Follow @DuoCleveland on social media today.